this. No problem whatsoever. I can take you down.
When T-Rex took prey down, it was fast and effective.
This is an animal that could probably bite and chew up a Volkswagen. So anything that got in the way of that mouth was in a lot of trouble. What they really do is get those teeth implanted, and then they rear back and just pull everything out, bones and flesh and guts and whatever happens to be there, and they crunch it up and swallow it whole. If you get in the way of this apparatus, you're not going to last very long.
Although Tyrannosaurus rex was a deadly predator, paleontologists now have evidence that they lived and moved in packs.
Over the last decades, three dig sites have suggested that large predators lived in family groups or packs. In Alberta, Canada, they found several skeletons of varying sizes from a big meat eater called Albertosaurus. In Utah, they found dozens of Allosauruses that had died at the same time in the same place. But the best evidence to support the idea that T-Rex lived in family group was made in Montana. Paleontologists discovered the remains of several individual skeletons that suggested that this was a family of Tyrannosaurus rexes.
Experts believe that living in a family pack would have ensured the safety of their young. Born very small, it took them nearly a decade before they could fend for themselves.
When T-Rex was born, it was small enough to fit in an egg about the size of a soccer ball. And then it spent the next 10 years or so relatively small, less than half a ton.
Based on T-Rex living and traveling in packs, the story took a turn. Experts had to consider another theory. It was possible that this juvenile T-Rex was with a sibling at the time it was attacked.
Based on modern birds, I think the T-Rex had two, maybe three offspring at a time. I think the only time they were ever left alone is when the parents were out hunting.
Once the babies grew large enough, they could go on the hunt with them. But until they reached that size, they were left behind, and this made them pretty vulnerable.
Like modern predators, the adults would scent mark their territory. These scents were designed to keep predators and other dinosaurs away. We also know that the only thing a T-Rex would fear was a larger T-Rex.